but successive waves of invaders never totally destroyed it. In 604, the Anglo-Saxons used the site of a Roman temple to Diana to build a cathedral dedicated to St. Paul. West of London, there was another outcrop of hard gravel at Thorny Island. Edward the Confessor, who ruled from 1042 to 1066, decided to build himself a palace there and a magnificent cathedral, thus initiating the two-centre conurbation of London and Westminster. In 1087, the Anglo-Saxon cathedral within the walls was destroyed by fire, but the Normans rebuilt it. The effective administrative system of parishes and wards that was already in place was formalised, and many parish churches date from this time. Religious communities began to congregate in London, funnelling the wealth contributed by the faithful into abbeys and convents, and they often chose sites at the edge of the built-up area, but still within the Roman walls. Nobles began to find it convenient to have London bases near the royal court in Westminster, as well as their territorial seats, since disputes could no longer be settled by war. As manufacturers and import and export